You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul, it's Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl. That's my name. And with me today are my co-hosts.
I am actually John.
John, yes, John and Jennifer.
Yes, I'm apparently never going to live it down.
No.
Oh, maybe by next
time. Yeah, I got some email from people this week going, I know your name. I know your name is Carl.
And I brag.
And a listener, I think his name was Andrew. He sort of picked up on that I collect Pia pictures, like businesses and things named Pia, right?
I love
Pia,
that, yeah.
Pia, yeah. And so he emailed me some underwear he found that was like
Undie
Pia or something like that. Pia. Yeah, so something to, you know, add to my collection.
Thank you. Some Pia Zadora.
Thank you, Andrew. All right. And what is this week? This week, weather. Terrible weather.
God. Yes.
Because because our listeners, they don't know that. Right. Unless they're living here. And but it was about before this week, the last couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe, we've had really nice spring weather.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last weekend, especially, except for the rain.
Yeah, the rain, right, yeah.
Beautifully warm and nice.
Yeah. We even began to smell the soil and plants and stuff. Yeah. It
smelled
nice.
Like spring.
Right.
And then we got hit by, like, freezing temperatures for like about
snow.
A week.
Snow.
Yes. Yeah, there was snow.
If you saw the day after tomorrow, it was something similar to that.
Yeah, the day that nuclear winter movie, TV movie. Right, yeah, the day after. You're dating yourself again. Jennifer's very shy about revealing her exact age, but I think as the podcast progresses, she'll little clues.
We'll get it out.
I don't think I can really do much more than admit, as I did last week, that I once worked for less than $4 an hour.
In Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, okay, I'm 45.
Yeah, but you're a guy.
Oh, right,
so it doesn't
matter. You're improving with age. Yeah. I'm just, like, getting moldy.
Oh, please. Yeah.
But for the first time in my life, I've been angry at the weather. But did this weather make you angry? Because, you know, usually, I mean, with the exception of ducks, I take a very sort of even-handed approach to nature. I don't get angry at nature.
Why would you get angry at ducks?
What's with
that
ducks?
Being the implication that you, if you get angry at nothing except ducks.
Well, they're always with the quack, quack. You know, I don't know.
But they're so cute in the spring when they have their little babies and, like, and it rains and they swim across the puddles. How can you not just smile?
Have you ever lived next door to a duck pond?
No.
Quack, 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 quack. Thousands and thousands of years of quacking. Can they come up with nothing else?
Maybe the quack is the something else they've come up with. Maybe before it was quack.
Right.
I don't know. I've just had it in for ducks since my Seattle days.
They are delicious, though.
Oh, yeah. They are. Especially cut in orange. I love ducks a l'orange. Korean word for duck is?
Ori.
Ori, yes. Ori.
That's where I live.
Yeah, you're right. You're
I
at
live
the duck,
at the duck station.
You're at the duck station. Is it the same word? Is it really duck station, or is it?
My hancha being sincerely lacking, I can only guess.
That would, yeah, there must be.
It's the same spelling in Korean.
Yeah, 8 different words that Ori covers 8 different English words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the weather's just been miserable.
Right.
I guess we're going to our snack of the week.
Snack of the week?
Yeah. I want to try and get you know, my friend who does the little voiceovers, try to get her to do maybe a snack of the week. Little have a snack of the week theme, too.
I think we should have a snack of the week theme song.
Yeah. Art, either of you guys have musical talent?
No.
I can sing if you can write something.
Really? I'm completely lacking in musical talent.
Me too. And there's a Korean word for that. It's eumji.
Really? They actually have a talent.
They actually have a word that
for
means...
talentless bloke.
Yeah, like can't sing.
Oh, okay.
So can't sing. Well, they spend so much time in the norebangs.
Right, right. Apparently it's pretty shameful if you can't sing.
But I can't sing.
I've never actually been to a norebang, but I've been to several company functions when they hauled it out, and it's just horrifying.
Oh. I didn't know that was...
Oh,
yeah. I managed to escape that one as well. I say sorry, umchi. Everybody's like, oh, okay.
John, I'll let you open up our snack of the week.
You've got
the major in package opening.
Yeah. Well,
you're good at this.
It's a gift.
Careful. It's
a military training.
You describe it, Jennifer. What is it? It's
sablé. They are a lovely, crispy cookie with a hint of a lemon flavor.
They look ginger snappy.
They do look ginger snappy, but they taste not at all ginger snappy.
I've just always called them sable. But I guess there is the...
If you look at the Korean name, it's
sable. Yeah, all right,
sable.
Sabure.
I did not bring cinnamon rolls.
Very nice.
Emailed that I was going to bring American...
cinnamon rolls.
Craptastic Pillsbury canned cinnamon rolls. Because in Korea, then they become very special and delicious. But actually, I cannot be bothered to... put them out on the tray and stick them in the oven. You know, 8 minutes of work. Come on.
And but you know the English originated from France.
Wow.
Which
would be why we have that accent over the E.
Yeah. But I'm like, when I first bought them, I interpreted originated from France as if like imported from France.
Yeah, because if you look, it is definitely a Korean brand. It's Hette or High Tai, as they call themselves in English.
Really? Yeah, because the Hangul says hey.
Okay. They're delicious.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they good? Yeah. And it's like this whole little box is like 900 won usually.
Nice.
The other problem is they you know they're not very robust.
They do tend to break easily. Okay.
Well, that's all right. Besides, pieces of cookies have no calories, right?
Right.
Isn't that the old...
And if you look at the packaging, zero trans fat. It is a health cookie, a well-being cookie, if you will.
What's the weirdest thing they ever called well-being that
you've seen? Well-being cigarettes.
Well-being cigarettes.
Will ever, forever, forever have the grand prize in my book.
All right. My well-being was choco pies. Well, choco pies.
Well-being choco pies.
Because made from 5% green tea or something. Like.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the green tea hodok, too.
Yeah.
You know, pancake with kind of sugar filling.
Oh, yeah. I know. We know the hodok. That was one of our snacks of the week.
Yeah. But, put a little green tea powder in there, and it's well-being. Because nothing says well-being like a quart of oil, whatever. If you watch them actually prepare it, they lay down like a couple teaspoons of, or not teaspoons, tablespoons of oil on the grill, pour it down, put the lump of sugar in the middle, well-being written all over it.
Yeah, I bring them home from whenever I go back to Canada.
I do too.
Yeah, and they love them. Good. I'm glad you actually sort of we share that.
Yeah. Great minds.
We share that love of snacks. The thing I love about John is, because, I mean, he is very a patrician kind of guy, isn't he?
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's
the nose.
Yeah, but, but it's like, loves fast food. I love fast food, but, I mean, the great tragedy in my life is everybody in my life, it's like once we all got out of high school, they never wanted to go eat fast food ever again. Can't we go for Thai food? Can't we go for Thai food? But I'm just like, what's wrong with Burger King, Arby's, Taco Bell?
Because that's like drive-through food. That's not like someplace you go and enjoy a meal with your friends.
Well, you can go inside. You don't have to drive through.
No, you can go inside, but wouldn't it seem odd if you called up a friend and said, oh, let's get together for dinner. How's Burger King?
speaking about fast food, I mean, reach into my pocket of values. It's always important to have a pocket of values. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Some little easy-to-access pocket where you keep all your coupons and your little stampy cards and stuff like that.
Right.
I love Canadian flag pins in my pocket of values. Look, I got some coupons for Loteria.
Loteria coupons?
Yeah.
As if that could be made into a better value.
There could be no better value. I think, is it buy one, get one free, or...
Yes.
Right, okay.
Whoa. If you can get a bulgogi burger or a shrimp burger, all right. Me, buy one, get one free.
You buy the setta and then get an extra one on the side?
It says burger or combo. And then another one says the paprika bacon beef burger or set. Then you get a bulgogi or a shrimp burger for free. And a shrimp burger sandwich or set, you can get another for free, a bulgogi or a shrimp. And the bulgogi burger, same thing. Wow. If only those tasted good.
They all taste good. Well, I don't know about the paprika.
But yeah. I went once, and I can't even remember what I had, but I was less than thrilled.
Really?
So next time, I just walked across the street to McDonald's.
Oh, well, see, when I lived in Chungju, I was there before McDonald's or Burger King.
Oh.
And Loteria was the one fast food place.
Oh.
The cheeseburgers taste exactly like McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Really?
Yes. Okay. But that is the only thing. At that time, they had the IMF burger, which was a spam burger. I don't know if they still offer that.
No.
It was like 700 won.
International Monetary Fund.
Right.
97.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When there was a big currency crash, it went from like 700 to the dollar to 2,000 to the dollar, like overnight.
Yeah.
Then everybody started having IMF sales. Like it was the IMF's fault that all of this had happened. Because when the IMF bailed out the country, they put some restrictions on the money.
Right, yeah.
So everybody started having their IMF
sales.
They
like that.
Sort of break up, not break up the chaebols, but kind of really sort of regulate the chaebols much more and stuff like that.
Regulating the banking industry and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how dare they? Putting strings on their billions.
But in Korea, they paid off their IMF loans in record time. Like this, there's been no country on the face of the earth that has ever paid off their IMF loans
in the amount of time
as Korea.
For what the average business had to say about it, the country really did. They made changes. I think they sort of did the opposite of Japan, which was Japan's reaction was I think they made some managers, some high level people apologize, like vice presidents and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
Had to apologize to the presidents of the companies that were ruined.
Right.
And that was what they did in lieu of actually changing.
Yeah, the Japanese have not really changed their economy ever, even though there's all these, and they're still struggling.
Yeah, so that's why the yen hasn't really bounced back as much, right. Even though the dollar's tanked. The yen is still lower. Yeah. Mm. There you go. Korea is better than Japan in some respects.
Well, I'm sure the Koreans would agree with you.
our main topic, I guess, is sort of dealing with numbers. But, you know, you as a number and, you know, Koreans as a number. And I guess it was kind of prompted. I was reading the newspaper this week, and there was a thing. I didn't even know this. You know, I've been here 3 years, and I never knew this. But I confirmed it to be true, that in school, all the students are given a number, and that number is based upon their physical height. So, you know, if you're number one, you are the shortest person in your class. And if you're number two, you're the second shortest.
Huh. So as the year progresses, if you reach your growth spurt, you get a new number?
I don't know. I guess so. I guess your number is a given until the end of the year. Or semester, and then you know next time around, then you're reassigned, and you can see this has some immediate problems, going through life as I'm number one. I've always been the shortest, and
they're number one. You know, I'd say it was really heightest if it went from tallest to shortest.
Right. Okay. All right. Right. Okay.
You know, you're like the least important. Or something. Maybe that's because I'm short.
If it were number one, I mean, that would be a sort of compensation for being short.
Yeah.
I'm number one. I'm the first.
But the rationale for this, I guess, is just so, you know, short people don't get put at the back of the class.
Oh, I see.
You know, they can't see the blackboard or something. Yeah.
Okay.
But, there is rationale there.
Yeah. But then the tall people also don't like that, you know, I'm sitting at the back of the class and I'm not really able to, you know, I don't feel like I'm part of the class. And so, but tall people always have an advantage in life.
Right. Yeah. We're lucky.
I know, lucky career-wise, all that kind of stuff.
They should be shunted to the back of the class.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a balancing, you know. But yeah. But then it got me thinking a lot about numbers. The most important number is, for Koreans, it's like their citizenship number.
Yeah.
And as foreigners, we have our alien resident card number.
Right.
All right. And the citizenship number, pretty much everything online you want to use that's Korean, you have to register and register with your Korean citizenship number. And our alien numbers actually couple extra digits.
Was that what it is? I thought it started with different numbers. The second series of numbers, yeah. I mean.
Well, it's definitely substantially different from the Korean citizen ID. And so most of the Korean websites, you know, so like Korean Email, Cyworld, all these kind of websites, they're not set up to take anything but the Korean ID number. Yeah. So if you want to get like a Cyworld membership, you can still get a Cyworld membership, but there's this really laborious process. You got to fax them things, yada, yada, yada. But I'll explain Cyworld in a bit. Or Jennifer, you have a Cyworld account?
Oh, no.
All right, well, let's get to Cyworld in a bit.
No Cyworld, MySpace, whatever. Yeah.
But the purpose of the ID number, I guess, is it's almost like going on, you know, MySpace. And, you know, before you can get onto MySpace, you have to give your social security number. That's
Do you really?
That's what Americans would call it. No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
But it's as if, like, anything in America or Canada. In Canada, we call it the social insurance number, SIN.
The SIN.
Yeah. The SIN, yes.
Same thing.
In Seattle, people always knew I was Canadian. I'd be like, oh, my social insurance number is, and I would give my social security number, and they'd be like, you're Canadian, aren't you?
You're a Canadian Canuck.
You smoked me oot, didn't you?
Yes,
I don't know. So, but yeah, so you have to sort of register with your little Korean citizenship number.
Not really anything of, like, anonymity.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Cyber world.
Yeah.
Well, except that there is, because they have so many cases of almost like cyberbullying, to the point where they're going to strike. Make it more strict in the future,
yeah.
So that you can't be on online anonymously.
Okay. Yeah, they call it real name system.
Yeah,
yeah. But the purpose, I guess, really ultimately behind the whole, you know, before you consider, especially message boards, before you consider register for message boards and things like that, you know, anything where you are at danger of giving an opinion, you know, you have to prove who you are. That libel laws, you know, that. You know, and the whole idea of, like, saving face, you know, that I guess Koreans take libel much, much more seriously than, you know, we take libel.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, so just so, you know, if, you know, I went online and I said, you know, Jennifer, you know, you are a crooked accountant and, you know, don't go patronize Jennifer, you could sue me.
And well, I would.
Yeah, for
I
libel.
Am American.
Yeah. And, but the interesting thing about the libel laws is sometimes you'll read about these settlements, you know, how much people are awarded. And the judges award, like, $800, you know. Like,
wow.
Yeah, like, the settlements are incredibly, incredibly low.
Thanks.
Yeah,
so
it's like, I can afford
like, yeah,
that.
Okay, you were libeled, but get over it.
Yeah. John, you're stupid. Ching. John, you're stupid. Ching. I can afford it, you know.
Right.
Exactly. So, but it just comes back down to, like, now, you know, it's not the money, it's just that I have satisfaction. You know, aha, I've taken money from you. You know,
yeah, except aren't lawyer fees supposed to be absolutely astronomically high here? Like $300 an hour or something?
Oof, really?
Yeah, because that's why it's so great to be a lawyer.
Wow.
Because they're rich.
God, where do I sign?
Well, the doctors, I think, get paid crap wages.
Yeah, because of the national health care.
Yeah.
You got to go to America if you want to make the big bucks.
Yeah, really. But, now a lot of foreigners are kind of, like, they're upset about this because, you know, I can't join Cyworld or I can't get a Korean email address. And as we're wont to do, we immediately scream, discrimination.
Of course.
Right. Discrimination. Right. But I'm like, well, I'm thinking... No, because, you know, there's 48 million Koreans and there's like 200,000 foreigners in Korea. So we're not a big market, you know.
Yeah. Right?
And so if you're designing a, you know, a system, computer system, to handle Koreans, you know, that the amount of now work and testing and support you have to do for this very small sliver of a small sliver, it's not worth your time. You know?
Right.
So, I don't know. People like to sort of frame it as discrimination, but I just think it's like, well, it's not, it's just not, there's no profit in it. Why should they do it, you know?
Yeah, and also, like, 90% of the websites are in Korean, and they don't expect us to be able to learn their very difficult language.
Right,
so.
And I would have to be blind and lost and hopelessly confused.
Which is what they plan on, so.
So.
I think the only downside was, and I believe they've changed this after, actually, a lot of complaints, was the Korean train system.
Oh, KTX tickets. Or
yeah,
whatever.
like you couldn't you couldn't buy them online if you're a foreigner, which meant you kind of had to buy them at the last minute. And,
right.
Not necessarily the KTX, but you know
any of the trains.
Any of the trains, yeah. Which invariably meant that it was back of the bus for
or the standing tickets.
Yeah, the standing tickets. So
which if you don't speak Korean.
To Busan? Nice.
If you don't speak Korean, and they're like, well, these tickets are sold out, but we have these other tickets, and you can understand that, and you're like, yes, I'll take it. And then, ha, 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 it's a standing ticket, 5 hours.
Oh, nice.
You're picking up sort of the colors.
I've picked up nice, sir. I like it.
Well done, yeah. But Cyworld, I mentioned Cyworld, because Cyworld is the tripod of sort of social networking in Korea. There's cell phones.
Yeah.
Call me, SMS me.
Right.
Then there's there's Cyworld, which is like the Korean version of MySpace.
Yeah.
But they would argue, well, MySpace came after Cyworld. Cyworld's kind of one of the more original social networking.
Okay.
Cyworld and what would be the third tripod of the Korean social networking?
Your elementary school classmates, or
that's true. Yeah. Have you noticed that? It's like,
yeah.
It's like people who are in their 30s are like, oh yeah, I got together with, a high school friend. Oh, I haven't seen her since 1985. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, they definitely keep in contact with their high school chums.
But here, connections are so important that it makes sense to maintain all that you've got.
That's true too. Jobs. Boyfriends. Finding a boyfriend. Yeah. Fixing people up is kind of a big thing, You know somebody that knows somebody, and
That personal recommendation.
What are the big Korean email systems? Dong.
Oh, Hanmail.
Right.
Hanmail, which Yahoo doesn't recognize half the time.
Yeah. Well, that's the big mystery. It was like the Korean email. It was Dong, Hanmail. I don't know if Naver has its own.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it does.
But a lot of times you'll send an email to a Korean webmail account, and it bounces back. It's and you're like, I must have got the address wrong. And you type it in again, bounces back again. And once in a while it goes through. And 90% of the time it bounces back. And there's this huge mystery. Why does it do that?
And why isn't it consistent?
Yeah.
Yes, big mystery. And I think Yahoo is the main offender. If you use Gmail, I think it always goes through.
Yeah, Gmail gets through. Hotmail gets bounced. Yahoo gets bounced. And, the competing theories, it'd be easy if we could just call somebody and ask them. It's much better to come up with little conspiracy theories that paint us as victims. But but I think the other competing theories is one... the Korean email systems wanted, Microsoft, Hotmail, Yahoo to start paying them money to deliver their emails on their system. And, of course, Microsoft, Yahoo balked at that idea. That's one of the theories. The other theory is it's just spam, that the Korean email systems are just getting way too much spam, Hotmail, Yahoo, so they just cut off the tap. Or not just cut off the tap, it's like, well... Once a target amount of spam from this address comes through, then we just bounce everything else back. A very inelegant way of controlling spam. And then the third one is, it's spam related, but in the email settings, the default setting is to bounce these addresses, all Hotmail, all Yahoo, and the user actually has to go in and then toggle that off. Yeah. So I guess if you're trying to email somebody with one of those email addresses and it's bouncing back, I don't know how you would actually talk to the person.
Email them and tell them, exactly. Hey, change your email.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, look for this option or something. Yeah, but most of that's been taken care of these days with Gmail. But for a while, it was really freaking people out, and they're like, "Well, but then I can't even get a Hunmail address because I got to go through the whole Korean citizenship number, blah 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 blah." So yeah,
I was much more upset about the internet shopping. You can get some really great deals from like Gmarket and some of the other online shopping, but you have to have the Korean ID number.
Ordering movie tickets online, that kind of stuff too. Yeah. What was it? Gmarket. Yeah, the internet shopping is so huge here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for the electronics.
Yeah, I got a really good deal on a computer.
Yeah.
But my coworker had to buy it, and then I had to send the money. So I had to do like a bank teller transfer instead of like an ATM transfer, so I could have like his name, even though it was coming from my account. I was sort of confused, but got a computer like 3 days later.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was a great deal.
I hate myself and I want to die. English t-shirt finds.
English t-shirt finds. Anybody see any real English t-shirts this week?
I did not see a real English t-shirt, but I have noticed an English t-shirt ad on TV.
Really?
I don't usually watch TV as much as listen to it, so I have no idea what the product is.
Okay.
But at the very end, it says, diet your point card.
Diet your point card.
Diet your point card.
And I have no idea what they could possibly mean, because they don't say anything like that in Korean.
Okay.
It just ends with the voiceover guy saying, diet your point card.
Okay.
Good advice.
I can do that.
Right, get right on that.
My point card's getting pretty fat. So.
Yeah, it's not fitting in the wallet so good anymore.
Well, maybe they want you to, burn your points instead of saving your points. You know?
Maybe. Either I can't figure out if it's use your points, reduce the number of point cards you have. If they have a point card they're trying to get other people to use, I'm not sure.
What is a point card?
Oh, you know, when you go anywhere and you buy anything, when they take your money, they say, do you have a point card? Because there's bazillions of point cards in Korea.
Oh.
And when you use it, you can get cash back. Such as like cash bag, which I've always wondered if that was another English t-shirt. Cash back card called cash bag. Or if they actually mean it as like a bag of cash.
Right. Yeah.
Either way.
All the cell phone companies have their own discount plans and stuff like that. And some of the discounts are just outrageous. It's like, oh God, you know. I'm totally missing out. You know, I'm the only one paying retail in Korea.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
Yeah,
I feel like I always lose my little 10th one is free cards and everything.
That's why you got to get yourself a pocket of values.
They start out there, and then I just dump them all in the trash when it gets too full.
Right.
I diet my pocketbook.
But what was it? I guess English T-shirt. There was one of the cell phone companies, TTL. You know, for the longest time, their slogan was TTL, Made in 20.
Okay.
Made in 20. And I'm always like, well, 20 what? Made in 20 minutes, made in 20 years, made in 20. And,
20th century?
Yeah. But any Korean you ever ask, they immediately understand it as meaning, well, it's just, it's made for people who are in their 20s.
Okay.
And I'm like, how do you get that out of made in 20? I don't know. There must have been some amazing ad campaign to support the...
Right.
Yeah.
That's what this means. I don't know.
I think I figured out Mr. Pizza's very odd little slogan, which is, Mr. Pizza, made for women.
Yeah.
What?
Is it well-being pizza?
No, I think it's if the family goes to buy pizza, the woman doesn't have to cook.
Ah, which is true.
Huh? Okay.
Huh?
I've noticed that slogan. I just thought it was sort of like maybe calorie-reduced pizza or I don't know. Like
someone I know asked when it, you know, actually asked someone who worked there, and they said, "Oh, it's to distinguish us from Pizza Hut." Okay, well, that makes about as little sense as Made for Women, so never mind.
Because Pizza Hut pizzas you cook yourself at home?
I don't know.
So, you have to cut up your own ingredients if you go to Pizza Hut?
My theory is that that's what Made for Women means.
English teacher finds this is where also sort of our sort of collect, you know, weird things in Korea, weird things that happened to us in Korea stories. You know, I was on the subway and I was sitting, and it was a reasonably full subway, and you know, two people sitting next to me, and then there were two standers, but on either side, okay, and nobody actually in front of me. So my stop comes and I get up to exit, and I just sort of get onto my feet, and you know, and the sort of, you know, the Ajumma, eagle-eyed Ajumma, you know,
yes,
you know, she
radar.
See, yeah, yeah, Sikdar, she see, you know, she immediately zones in, vacating seat, and so she just, you know, runs,
of course, full
at
speed ahead
me, right? So now what she does is kind of like she stands right in front of me. You know,
yes.
And then, you know, the two salary men are on either side, and I can't move forward, and I can't move right, I can't move left, and the only place I can move is back into my seat, but that's not my
right.
goal.
It's
not,
hers.
Yeah, that profits nobody. So, I mean, you know, I'm just kind of like looking at her, like, I don't know what to do, you know? And she's looking at me like,
move.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And she's sort of looking at me like, well, isn't the solution obvious? You know,
fly.
Yeah. Well, this all goes in my Pol Pot theory about that. You know, Ajummas don't understand sort of the properties of solid objects. to them, it's like
right.
a gas. You know, yeah. Solid objects are just to them like a gas, and that, you know, the chiral molecules
will pass through her.
Pass
the
through
Ajumma
her.
Molecules, right? And then, yeah. So
and then she can get the seed.
Yeah, to me, this was more evidence that support my theory about, you know, how Ajumma sort of understand, you know, the properties of solid matter. And, yeah, so, you know, but now my doors are opening and I really got to get out. So I guess the solution to her was that I have to, you know, elbow the salary man out of the way and then get off. Because if she took a step back,
someone,
you know,
else was going to get that seat.
Right. Someone might then come in and get that seat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
My current pet peeve going to Korean class and taking the subway every morning at rush hour is that there are people who get on the subway and their stop is at some random place down the track, but they want to make sure they're the first one off when it comes to their stop.
So they
don't just wait by the door. They stand full body blocking the entire door.
Yeah. Or at least one of the avenues of
yeah.
exit through the door. Forcing the exiters to single file.
In the middle of both doors. Yeah. So you can't get around them. And they, even when the doors open, they won't like go sideways so people can get on and off.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't get that. I'm really tempted to just sort of push them out with me.
Kind of just expected, I think, that's what you actually are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Just sort of, you know, if you got to get through them, you just have to sort of push them out of the way.
Elbows.
Yeah. Which, I mean, to me, it's like, you know, the logic there is, okay, I could stand right at the doors, and then I'll be the first one off for my stop six stations down.
Right.
And I'll save I'll save eight steps going from mid-car to the doors. But then they forget the part where by blocking one of the avenues of, you know, egress and entrance, that now people have to single file and the loading and unloading time of the car has doubled.
Right.
So, you know, whatever time I'm going to save is, you know, as every station I'm now losing, it's accumulating as every station goes by, I'm increasing the loading, unloading time. Yeah.
Well, I think it just comes back to my theory that people are stupid.
Yeah. But, you know, coming back to that, to be fair. Once, you know, in Toronto, and, you know, the subway systems are poorly laid out in Toronto. Like, they don't, they just assume you know how to use it and where to go.
Of course.
So, yeah. My pet peeve in Toronto is always, like, you know, you're on the escalator, and you get to the top of the escalator, and, you know, like, the guy right in front of you sort of steps off and then goes, I don't know which way to go. You know, so instead of, like, you know, taking four steps forward, you know, stops. Just stops dead. But you're trying to do the Canadian thing, right? Because in Korea, we just push the person out of the way.
Right.
But, you know, in Canada, you're trying to do the Canadian thing where you're trying not to touch them.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you're just kind of like, you know, trying to, like, I don't know, pile your bodies up behind him until he sort of gets a clue and, I don't know, moves on. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand in the turnstile and then start digging in the bag for the card.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or just waiting for your friend in front of one of the turnstiles.
Right.
that's the one I can't think. Because, you know, if you were standing three steps back, they might not know that's you waiting.
Right. Yeah, if you're just, like, standing back and watching, then also they might have to wait in line to go through the turnstile. Whereas if you bodily block it from anybody else using it, right, they'll be the first one out. Time saving.
But, you know, what I discovered is if somebody's kind of in your way to get them to stand aside, you can say Pikachu Seo.
Yeah.
Pikachu. But, you know, it's like a Pokemon.
Oh, it was a slightly different pronunciation, but it's close
enough. It's darn close, yeah.
Yeah, they'll know what you mean.
Yeah, so if you say, like, Pikachu Seo, that means step aside. So now I'm thinking, if I say, by the power of Grayskull Seo, what's that mean? Does that be like, give me your wallet? I don't know. I'm just fascinated. Like, it's, you know, Ultraman Seo. I don't know if there's, like, other comic book, you know, Saturday cartoon tie-ins that have actual meanings in Korean.
I like that. I think I'll start going with the power of Grayskull.
By the power of Grayskull, say yo. Gotta make it polite by adding the say yo. Because if you just say by the power of Grayskull, that's rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just dirty, rude foreigner. Add the say yo. Or imnida or something like that. Make it polite. Yeah. Do you have any other...
I have no more English this week.
No more English. Nothing to support my pet theory about Ajumas just think we're all little columns of gas.
They generally give me a wide berth. I'm not sure why.
You're tall.
Maybe it's the height.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Ugly, tall.
You've got the frightening blue eyes.
Are they
kind of sea green, sea blue?
Sorry, I'm not close enough to you.
That's all right. That's all right. But yeah, all right. Maybe that's it. In fact, I have kids from time to time look at my eyes. Oh, teacher. It's very surprising.
Right.
Okay.
I get all the weird things on the subway. Today there was one of those, you know, people who likes to put little pieces of paper on your laps to get money. And this guy was like, and usually we're lucky as foreigners because they don't touch us. They don't put the little Korean pamphlet on our laps. And this guy didn't put it on my lap. But you know, so he's sort of, you know, he's working the crowd. And he's got this visible limp as he's doing it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And as he sort of is coming back, he stops, and he looks down, and he realizes his right pant leg is, like, slid down. And he rolls it back up again to show, you know, the leg brace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just the limp alone wasn't enough. Yeah. Actually, I almost always give money to them because they're usually... either for handicapped charities, orphanages, or for sort of abandoned elderly people.
Right, yeah.
So if they're fake, it's just like $1, $2, right, whatever. Okay. But I always...
It's not my karma. If they're fake, it's not my karma. Right.
Right? I always sort of make a big show of taking out my money because I found that, like, the people that all suddenly pretend to be asleep, I think they can't bear for a foreigner to give money and be the only one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then everybody else is sort of like, oh, right.
Right.
And they've got to take out their money, too.
Thanks,
challenge match. Challenge match.
It is.
My coworker, she brought me this letter, and she kind of wants me to help explain the letter to her. Her sister has sent her son to some private high school in Connecticut, but they sent out a form letter to, you know, all the parents saying just wanting donations, you know.
Of course.
And but her son's only been there for like a month, but they don't. I don't think they quite understand the idea of a form letter. So they think that they've written her a personal letter saying, you know, could you send extra money?
Oh dear.
Yeah, and but they're also very, very worried because, you know, in Korea, many times teachers get bribes, right? And if you don't sort of grease the teacher's palm, then, you know, you don't, that student doesn't get the amount of attention, you know, that kind of stuff. And so you know, from her sort of frame of mind, it's like, will that happen, you know? And I'm like, no, just don't worry about it. It's a form letter. He's only been there for a month, and you're paying enough money to send him there, you know, from Korea.
Yeah.
And nobody would think ill, and they don't distribute the donor list of the teachers, you know?
Yeah.
And so nothing will happen. There'll be no repercussions. Oh, okay.
I have a question.
Yep.
In Korea, where do teachers go for the bribes?
I think
I've never gotten one.
No, you're a foreign teacher. You don't get the bribes.
Yeah. Oh, I just...
Yeah,
it's the public school teachers.
Yeah, high school teachers and stuff like that. I think maybe they just go to the parents' house for dinner one night, you know, kind of thing.
Even the parent-teacher conference.
Your child is doing okay.
Yeah.
Better. Okay, better. A student. Yeah, okay.
What do you, my friend, the woman who does the voiceovers, you know, she's got a little boy. He's like 3-4 years old. He's not even actually in school, but she sent him to this this little preschool program, and she got really worried. She's like, well, I went there one day for like a parent student, you know, class, and I think I might have been rude to his teacher. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, now maybe she won't give my boy the right amount of attention. And I'm like, he's 3, you
right.
know?
Like,
so he sees one less flashcard. You
know? Right.
Like, this is not going to disrupt his life.
I don't think he's going to end up on a psychiatrist's couch for this.
Right, but he definitely will not be going to Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. So I'm like, oh, don't worry. But, you know, it's one of those, like, parent things where, you know, it's suddenly like a little bit cold, and you know, the poor kid's just bound from head to toe,
right.
and, you know. And I'm always like, I grew up in Montreal, and you know, for fun, my mother would just send us out to the street, you know, and we would like 3 hours at night, we would be splashing around in the cold, slushy water, you know, and we'd come back in, and I never died, you know.
Korean kids do the darndest things.
John, you have the best, most heartwarming Korean kids do the darndest things story.
The darndest thing they did was not show up.
Excellent.
The
See?
Best.
Yeah,
wow.
That was cool. We had no students. No students at the village.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why? What,
so
you had a
the
theory,
teachers
Jennifer.
Owned that village this week, man.
And why do you think there were no kids at
the
village?
My theory was it was the first week of school for most public schools this week.
Yeah,
so
that would explain it.
Yeah, they've got enough going on.
Yeah.
And if they're missing a week of school.
This is the bad week to miss.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what did you do for the week?
Well,
did you actually have to go there?
I had to work 2 days this week.
All right. Slave drivers.
Programming stuff, making new flashcards and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But you can like sit in a group and smoke and joke while you're doing it.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
Not the same as doing it at home after teaching all day.
In fact, for some of the computers in the school itself. Most of the programs are Korean programs, so I go up to the file menus and it's like, okay, where is my search function? Where is my...
I could go
to my room and work on my computer and search for my clip art and all that stuff. So it was really, like, not working.
Great.
It's one of those testaments to Microsoft when you can actually use a Korean program and navigate your way through. And
Sometimes. I mean, I can print.
There you go.
Right. I can even print the current page. Thank you very much.
But a lot of times the hotkey assignments are different.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, like, you know, Control P is not print.
Oh,
things
never.
Like that. Yeah, some of the hotkey assignments are different. I don't know. Jennifer, do you have any good little Korean kids do the darndest things stories?
Not really. My kids haven't done really anything darn cute this week, I guess.
Mine's not darn cute. Mine's more like frustrating.
Okay.
You know, like I do this thing where, you know, I write a question on the blackboard and I sort of map it out for them how to answer the question. You know, use the subject and the verb and the object. You can reflect that in the question, and that's a good sort of how to answer the questions. Because I find a lot of times if you just ask them a question, they're stunned. You know, they don't even know how to start to answer the question. But if you can sort of break it down and sort of give them a fairly regular template, you know, then at least they've got that to start on. So, you know, I've got the whole thing mapped out on the board, and you know, what did you do today, what do you need to do? It's a little bit more complicated. You know, I need to, and then the only thing I got to fill in is a verb, right? and an object, a verb, and an I need to. Do homework,
right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you know, the first kid, I need to play computer games.
Of course,
yeah.
All right, well,
yeah. Then the next kid is like, I need to eat rice. All right. You know, so they're going for the low hanging fruit.
Right.
Third kid, stunned silence. You know, he does not know what verb to plug in there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, these kids have been studying English 5 years.
Oh, my God.
You know, and after 5 years of studying English, if they know no more verbs than play and eat,
right.
there's something very, very wrong with this. And I go through a couple more kids, and again, more stunned silence. They have no idea what verb to put in there other than play and eat. And then I notice they all have pieces of paper on their desks. And they're studying, you know, when my back is turned, they whip out the paper, and they're studying for a vocabulary test, you know, next class. And on this vocabulary sheet, there's all these wonderful verbs, you know.
But that would be like synthesizing the information.
Absolutely, yeah. So I just picked this up. I'm like, what are you kids doing? You know, like, look at all these verbs. You could use any one of these verbs in that sentence. There's go with. I need to go with my friend to the PC bomb. You know, something like that. You know, I'm like, ugh. So on the blackboard, I draw. I gotta figure out. You know, did these kids lose the ability to use tools? You know, and so on the blackboard, I kind of draw like a glass box, and in the glass box, I draw a donut, and then next to the glass box, I draw a hammer, and I'm like, how would you get the donut? You know, like, could any of them figure that out? Jeez.
Trick questions.
No.
No.
Well, I that might just be a language barrier.
Okay.
But, it would not surprise me if they're just like,
I guess I'll just have to look at that donut for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
So if only I had a glass-breaking tool.
So that really depressed me.
Yeah.
And this wasn't even the first time. This is like the second time a class has done this, where they're actually studying for a vocabulary test and they cannot use any of these.
I have to say, I get really excited when I come across a word in class that I think they won't know. So I explain it before we get to it, and they're like, oh, right, we had that in vocabulary class. And I'm like,
oh my God.
And you remember?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. A teaching moment.
Right.
Not a healing moment.
Right.
But, you know, what again you have to remember, you know, as you kind of storm away from that class and decide, you know, I'm only teaching retards or something like that, you know, I didn't realize I was a special ed teacher. You know, like, why aren't these kids wearing, you know, hockey helmets or something? And you got to kind of realize that, all right, these kids aren't here by choice, you know.
Right.
And there's no profit in them to lift up the flap of their book to look down at a list of verbs and use those verbs. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, they don't want to be there, and that's not what they want to do, and their parents are making them sit there, so, you know, why do additional work, you know?
Right. Mm. Don't even, like, make the best of it, you know, like, don't even participate while they're in class and then not study at home. It's like, I just can't do anything.
So there's one advantage to life in the village.
Indeed.
The kids love it. They're
at camp.
Yeah, right. Yes,
right.
Wow. Ours are at the Drudge.
Right. The Drudge? Is that what you... The new term for Hagwon?
The Drudge. The anti-camp.
Oh, God, yeah. They weren't there this week.
Well, no.
What are you going to be next week? Do you got a new role? Are you back to being Dr. John?
I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing next week. I might be teaching pool.
Like
the game,
like
pool?
Billiards.
Billiards, wow.
Yeah.
Very important culturally, you know.
Well, yeah.
Go to England.
There's a whole language around playing pool.
Yeah, all right.
You have to learn the different names week, for it, snooker, well, whatever.
This last week, I was mostly in medical.
Right. Right.
Dr. John.
That was fun. Talking about illnesses, and symptoms, and pharmacies and farmers.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, you know, I like to perform ghastly experiments on my kids. You know,
right?
And so I'm like, geez, if I had that lab coat, you know, it'd be like, you know, the German side of me, like, you know,
uh-oh.
Dr. Karl Mengele. You know,
right? Nice.
I don't know. I would not be able to control myself. I'd be like.
Then I think it's a good idea that you not come to work at the village.
I know. I'd just be bringing in anthrax and stuff like that. And, you know. How long can a Korean child survive in a room of ice? Ah, very interesting.
Oh, just a few days. Okay.
You know, if this was a country where men of vision could reach out and reshape the children like the wet clay they are.
Carl, did you take your medicine today?
It's the cold, man. You're head teacher.
Yes, I am.
Do you have to deal with parents?
No, I don't.
Really? Even with your Korean, they don't make you deal with the parents?
Nope. In fact, they run very strong interference in my school.
Really good. Okay. My school too, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime the parents want to talk to us, they're like, no, you can't.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And something that I really like about my school is no matter what a parent calls to complain about, which, you know, sometimes are really ridiculous, but sometimes they have merit. No matter what they call to complain about, the school defends the teacher, although
nice.
Later they might go to the teacher
sure.
and go, you know, what the
right.
hell were
okay.
you thinking?
Oh,
you know?
That's good.
Yeah, so I do
nice.
Appreciate that.
Wow.
Although sometimes I guess they must be really creative.
It might be a matter also of one of their teachers doing something being complained about reflects badly on the reputation of the school itself.
Yeah.
So.
So
it may not be as altruistic.
Right. Of course our teacher wouldn't watch TV during class. What were you doing? I'm not supposed to watch TV in class?
Oh. All right.
Yeah, we had a teacher like that a while back.
Really?
Oh, man, it was one of those things that I felt like his mom, because I was
right.
always going in there. Okay, you know, don't eat in class. Oh, okay. And then a week later, don't wear ripped jeans to class.
All right.
Oh, okay. A week later, don't wear flip-flops to class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone who missed a lot along the journey.
Yeah, and and some of the stuff I didn't even find out until after he left.
Oh.
Which was, like, reading magazines in class. He would bring his computer so he could, like, watch The Simpsons in class and listen to his MP3, talk on the phone, like,
all right.
all kinds of crazy stuff that there's no way he possibly could have thought, you know, all the kids are working, I can just talk on the phone.
Right.
Whatever.
Wow.
So, but, the school, they defended him to the parents.
Before they fired him. No, they didn't fire him.
Yeah, actually, they didn't. I would have, but, you know.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff we didn't know. The kids didn't tell us.
Oh, really?
And it was only, like, later when they had another teacher, you know, and,
right.
like, some of his students I got the next semester, and they're like, how come we read aloud and discuss the story? It's reading class, that's why.
Yeah.
So, but he used
complete
the old,
shock.
The teacher used the tactic, like, if you tell, the evil clown will come murder you in your sleep.
No, apparently what he was doing was telling them to read silently.
Okay.
The whole class, and then if they had a question, he'd just tell them they were stupid.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was it? Bekchi, idiot.
Yeah.
So he didn't really have a lot to do during class. He had lots of time to
Did he
watch
go back
TV.
To America or wherever he was from?
I sincerely hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
The teaching environment may not have so much been for him.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope he saved a lot of money while he was here and accomplished his goal and
yeah.
now gets far away from
yeah.
this.
this week's teaching opportunity.
You know, usually most of our jobs are in Seoul, kind of the surrounding area. Well, once we talked about a job down in Busan,
right,
just to kind of a little bit of contrast. One of the really popular places to go teach is a place called Jeju Island. And this is a job for a teaching position in Jeju Island. Start date March or April. So what is this? This is March now.
Mid-March.
So location, Jeju City. And salary ranges between 1.9 to 2.4 million, depending on qualifications. It's spelled qualifications wrong.
Qualifications.
Does that PhD get you 2.4 then?
I don't know. And
I think it's...
I'm sure it has some combination of qualifications and experience, hopefully.
Yeah, qualifications. But they're interested in, you know, if you are TESOL or TEFL qualified, they like that. Not required, but they like it, and you can probably get more.
Well, all the standard benefits. But there's also 300,000 won settlement pay upon teacher's arrival, which
I got 200,000 when I
really
when I got here. Just a little.
I got a cold slap. Did you ever get anything like settlement?
No, I did not.
Settling in, buying, you know.
All right.
Let you buy a few things for your little apartment.
No, but a couple of places I worked, when I arrived, they took me shopping.
Oh.
And, loaded my pantry, basically.
Nice. Ooh. It's like your mother when you first move into your first place.
Well, I will say that was when I had female Hagwon directors.
Ah.
See, thinking like a mom. Aww. Take care of the teachers.
Aw, how sweet. Man. But on the working hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it sounds kind of like an elementary, kind of a middle school, high school students. So probably one of those, it's like there's like private schools where they teach the elementary or high school curriculum, but it's private.
It is, but this says public school on the next page.
Oh, it was a well, I didn't know if it was actually public school or if that was just sort of, you know, their application.
Yes.
Like, in the event it is a public school, like a general, so their general requirements.
See.
Yeah. In the event it is a public school, then you'll need to do this. But, you know, they'll fill you in when you contact them. Ashley, ASHLEY at workandplay.co.kr. Work, WOKNPLAY.CO.KR. And again, this will be up on our website.
Yeah, and some of us spell work with an R. WORK in PLAY. Not walk and play.
Work and play, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say
walk? WOK.
W-O...
You spelled it walk and
play. Oh, sorry, walk and
play. So you might just want to do that take over again.
Sorry, work and play, W-O-R-K. Yeah, walk and play.
It's not a Chinese restaurant.
I know, walk and roll, walk and play. You know. All right, but Jeju-do, Jeju Island.
Yep.
It's southern tip of the Korean Peninsula. And a lot of times they call it like the Hawaii of Korea.
Yep. Maybe a little reach there. But
a little bit. I think they take a little bit of poetic license. I think it's just because Hawaii's got a volcano and this has a volcano.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're both volcanic islands. And it's also where a lot of Koreans go on honeymoon.
Yeah, honeymoon. Okay. Yeah,
like Hawaii for Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's temperate.
Yeah.
Korea.
Yeah. So it doesn't get ultra stinky hot, doesn't get super cold. So if you kind of like a bit more even temperatures, not the extremes, Jeju is kind of nice. There is no Starbucks on Jeju.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
So it's not for you.
I know.
Clearly.
Maybe
they call it a resort.
I know. There might be a Cafe Pascucci, maybe a Coffee Bean, you know, I don't know. But Well, just send him to Dunkin' Donuts, Jennifer, why don't you? God. But, well, they actually give the temperature range. Monthly average is no more than, they really get granular here, 34.7 Celsius, and no less than minus 1.5 Celsius. So, minus
so it still is pretty warm and pretty cool. That's more of a temperature range than I have at home.
what could this part possibly mean? We're talking about when, if you're interested, submit blah, 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 blah. Your formal resume must not include part-time positions in Korea.
Oh, so don't include the illegal work you've done in the past.
Ah, okay, right.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Excellent.
Clever.
I think they have to submit it to immigration now.
Yeah, they definitely do. They definitely do, yeah. And apparently, too, they'll check things out, like, on your resume. Especially if you have, like, a previous Korean employer.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and if you, they'll call, and if you've, like, you know, played fast and loose with something, boom, rejected.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As well you should.
Good for them. Yeah. Treating them like real employees at a real job.
Yeah. But you know, but if it, like sometimes schools go out of business or take on new owners, and there's not necessarily institutional memory about you there, you know. So that there's always that danger that maybe, you know, like Carl, we never heard of him. We had this really nice guy named John once. Oh, he was a great guy. Carl, doesn't ring a bell. Anybody remember Carl? Carl? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is a transient business.
Yeah, it can be.
Especially if they're just dealing with the secretary who's probably making minimum wage until she gets engaged or whatever.
No,
not to, you know, promote any stereotypes whatsoever.
It's rare for Koreans or foreigners to last a long time at it,
And the smaller schools get bought out or change ownership or whatever regularly.
But yeah, but Jeju-do Island, I guess if you kind of, and I think the foreigner community there is kind of they're granola eaters, you know, they're a lot more kind of touchy feely. They all own dogs and they have bikes and stuff like that. And I think they're more of
eat rope.
They like eat rope.
Right.
So if you like eating rope and you like to be touchy feely and you know what a chakra is and then a little hippie commune, I guess. But unlike sort of Busan, Busan has a reputation for, you know, closer you are to the beach, your school's to the beach, you know, worse your working conditions are.
Probably.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've never heard really anybody on Jeju complain a lot. They're actually quite independent people, the Jeju-doers. I guess they're like, a lot of times they don't even think of themselves as Korean. They're kind of like, we're not Korean, you know, we're Jeju-doers, yeah.
Yeah, their dialect is really almost incomprehensible, even to Koreans.
Yeah. And they have a matriarchal society.
Good for them.
Yeah, because it was like the women were like divers, dive for pearls and things like that. So it was good to have girls because that made income, yeah. And then I don't know.
Send them off to work.
Yeah, I don't know what the boys would do, just
sit at home and collect the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they cook.
With, like, drones or something. Yeah.
Playing Huatu. With the money earned by their women folk.
All right, so that's our show. You can email us questions at gokorea@gmail.com. Check us out on the internet, www.gokorea.info.info. And but before we leave, John,
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I became the recipient of the Tim Hortons coffee that Carl picked up in Canada.
I got it for Christmas. Yeah.
And there are several Canadians who work at the village, and I can't wait to have them in my thrall just by showing them the can of Tim Hortons coffee.
Exactly.
It's going to be wonderful. I can't wait. I'll report back next
week. Not next week. I'm going to wait a couple weeks to find out about it.
And then you can just keep refilling the can with generic ground coffee.
Exactly. And they'll never know the difference because really, Tim Hortons coffee doesn't actually taste any different from Maxwell House. Yeah.
Oh, if I can say something before we go.
Yeah.
About Cotisol last week.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
I realized that I never said that you don't have to join. Anybody can come to the meetings. It is free.
Okay.
There's no obligation. Nobody's at the door checking ID cards. So everyone is welcome.
Cool.
Third Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And, of course, our conference, 31st. But that is a paid event. $5,000 for members, $10,000 for non-members.
Yeah. And there's the snacks.
All the snacks you can eat.
All meetings have snacks?
All meetings have all the snacks you can eat.
They got snacks.
Third Saturday?
Third Saturday.
What time?
And it's from 3 to 5 at Sukmyeong University.
Good hours. Okay.
Is that right? Haehwa Station?
It is at Sukmyeong Station, next to Haehyun Station.
Right next to?
I think it's next to Haehyun. It's over in that general area, near Seoul Station.
Oh, right. Okay, so Blue Line.
Yeah.
Yeah, going south of Myeongdong. Right, the Namdaemun star.
Right, it's between Samgakji and Seoul Station.
Right, yes, okay. All right. Is it a women's university?
It is a women's university. Right, yes. And they've got a huge TESOL department there. So, actually, in the building that our meetings are at, they have a huge TESOL library. So, I used to sneak in there and use their books for my own purposes.
You know, I never asked you. What's your degree in?
My bachelor's in sociology.
Sociology, okay.
Very typical liberal arts humanities degree.
Okay.
That, you know, doesn't really get you too much in the States, but serves you quite well in Korea.
That's right. You need a BA.
And interest in life.
Indeed.
My brother, he was in computer science, and the computer science students, very male-dominated, especially in the 80s, you know, they would always take sociology, you know, as an elective, just because it'd be like, we can meet ladies.
Yeah.
All right, John, anything to add?
I don't think so. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You got to work hard this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be well rested from last week, though.
I am.
All right. Next week should actually be warmer.
Better be.
Better be. We're getting closer to spring.
Yes.
March 20th or whatever it is this year. I will be in open revolt if March 20th comes along and it's still winter-like.
Yeah.
Is it White Day yet?
Yeah, one year I wore my long johns until the beginning of June, and I was not pleased.
Ooh.
In Korea?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know people wore long johns when they weren't camping until I came to Korea.
Really?
And now they're, like, part of my wardrobe.
So maybe next week, if John's not going to be here, maybe I'll come down to Bundang.
Alrighty.
Save you a little trip up here. All right, that's our show, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
There is revolutionary love. Love of comrades fighting for the people, and love of people. Not an abstract people, but people one meets and works with. When Che Guevara talked of love being at the center of revolutionary endeavor, he meant both. For people like Che or George Jackson or Malcolm X, love was the prime mover of their struggle, and love cost them their lives. Love, coupled with a man's pride. With a man's pride.